This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tone, good morning.
Morning, Kenny.
Caught my hand in the ceiling fan today. About 3:45, I was pulling some clothes out. And when I went to pull some clothes out of the drawer, I reached up.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reached up,
I was wondering why you were missing your right arm.
It is weird. No, that hook's weird. You don't normally have that.
Yeah,
on.
You could probably get a tourniquet going there.
It's there, but I mean, it's put my hand in a ceiling fan today.
Well, you did have those new 5-foot ceilings installed in the house.
Yeah, thank you.
So it would be great.
It's like the Wonka factory in my home.
In the days when SNL was actually good, as opposed to this season, where it's dreadfully careening into oblivion.
Coming for you, Bowen Yang.
Tucker Lima
actually,
over
actually,
here.
Bowen Yang's one of the better ones.
James Austin Johnson.
But you would have came in. Bowen Yang.
Who are these people?
Bowen Yang.
Bowen Yang?
Yeah.
Who's that?
No, that's one person. And also Yang.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Bowen Yang is
I think you could pick him out of a lineup.
Bowen,
if I
like
showed
Owen,
you his name.
But with a B.
Okay.
But I showed you 30 of their new cast members, which it seems like they have. I'm sure you could pick him out given that name. But yes. He might be the only good redeeming quality. Anyway,
okay.
In the SNL days when they were good, if you would have done that, you would have come in and had the automatic blood squirting machine attached to your
that would comically squirt 17 gallons of blood in 30 seconds.
That's a good one.
That
those
and
were
the
good times.
That and the barf one. The two of those made me laugh every time, no matter how many times they'd go to it.
One of the most underrated segments. Will Ferrell. Juliana Margulies. Was it Mike Myers who she was dating? She was dating a guy, and Will
Chris
Ferrell.
Chris Kattan?
Yes, it was Chris Kattan.
Yeah,
and Will Ferrell was in the family, and they were chewing the food and putting it in Chris Kattan's mouth. They were chewing the food and spitting it in Chris Kattan's mouth. And the whole thing was to get Juliana Margulies to do it, and she did it. It was one of the wildest skits I've ever seen in my life.
The simplicity back then.
Oh, my God, it was incredible.
Now you didn't have to have tight editing and, 50 different cameras back then.
Because part of the rib was like, can they keep it going without, really getting sick with each other? And second of all, can they not laugh? And they were fantastic. This is before Jimmy Fallon made it funny to laugh.
Right.
Did they stop doing that?
Character.
Did they stop doing that, by
no,
the way?
No, they can't. They all they just had on last week.
I hated Jimmy Fallon on this
Who
show.
Was the host last week? Was it Gomez?
Selena Gomez. Yeah.
And she looked disinterested throughout.
Really?
She broke character a few times, but her character sucks so bad that I'm like, this is just terrible. And now they're starting to talk about the demise again of the show. This is like... Oh. The 30th time they've talked about the demise of SNL.
Adam Sandler ain't walking through that door.
No, but that's the thing is this is the type of show that will rely on having people come back to save the show.
Is Tim Meadows going to walk through that door?
I don't know if he ever left the show.
What was that song he sang? Damn, I signed that 30-year contract.
Now it's Keenan. Keenan's been there for 50
years. Keenan Mitchell has been there for a long time. No,
Keenan Thompson.
Kel Mitchell. It was Keenan
Kel. What happened to Kel? Where is Kel?
Thompson.
Kel's on The Breakfast Club a bunch.
Really? Yeah. Good for him.
And is he
Sway.
Really?
He's on Sway a bunch. Yeah, I don't know what else he does. I don't know why he's on there. I just see him in clips
he
all the time.
Does some type of voice acting. That's about it.
Good for Will.
Oh, he sounds like a good voice actor. He sounds like he would have a good cartoon voice.
I didn't know you guys were up on this. So, okay, what happened to the... What happened to the woman from that show? The girl. Well, she was a girl at that time.
Yes, she was.
She was no longer a girl.
She's no longer a girl.
She's no, I mean, she was like now. She was like 12 years old when the show was on.
You mean Amanda Bynes?
No.
Before her. I know. I can't think of her name. I know who you're talking about. Yes, I get your hands.
Oh, Lori Beth.
Lori Beth Denberg.
She's like, that's it. Yeah, she was like a young Ken Carmen.
Jeez.
I didn't know any other way to explain it. How am I supposed to explain
it? She had a great run on Figure It Out.
Give him the best. Give him the quality. Give him the benefit of the doubt and give him a very, almost a standing ovation. He found the one way to describe her that wasn't extremely
That wasn't insulting, yeah.
Because he knows I don't care, so he could say that, and he knew I wouldn't be upset.
Or play the Silence of the Lambs clip.
No. It's gone. Don't do it.
We got rid of that clip.
I'm sure it was taken with somebody. Like the goldfish went with Jerry Maguire. Yeah. The Silence of the Lambs clips went with him.
Understood.
Golden State won last night, 112-87. The reason I bring this up.
You getting mad again?
No. I did have an observation, and if I was still doing the CBS Saturday show, I wrote it out in a tease just in case I have to fill in sometime over the next month.
Wait, you're an ex-CBS Sports Radio employee just like me?
Yeah, once I took the Fox job, I can't be sitting there. I can't work 6 days a week every single day, for crying out loud, okay. Every single week.
Wow, a lot on your plate. Yeah, that's incredible.
I thought there was a fat joke coming. My bad.
No.
So with him too. Once I got the other job,
mm-hmm.
I decided to let go of CBS Sports Radio, which my massive ego, you knew it was tough. But I already set myself a tease and kick because I've already filled in once.
Wasn't so hard for me to give up that show.
No, you didn't want to do it. They offered you multiple. See, he says he got fired and it's like a gag because he got offered multiple shows. He got. I think you just liked getting offered shows. Lime was offered about 4 or 5 different shows, like a consistent show. Like, okay, you're on Saturdays, 2 to 6. Okay, you're on Sundays, 10 to 2. Okay, you're on every single weekday, 6 to 10 a.m. Yeah. on that station.
Yeah, but
and they turned them all down.
I didn't want to get in the way of their immense, immense talent that they have breeding over there.
Don't you?
I mean, now they get TV studios.
Don't you start.
The one guy's got a full TV studio.
We're moving on. So
I'm impressed.
I did send myself it as a tease because I think in teases, and this isn't even much of a tease. It's just a point. I watch Golden State. They're an NFL franchise. The Golden State Warriors are an NFL franchise. They are built around Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry is their quarterback. He is their franchise quarterback. And there's guys that they put on, they draft well, and they put on Golden State jerseys, and we immediately think they're better. And they're good players. Don't get me wrong. Like, you look at a guy like Jordan Poole. Would Jordan Poole have the opportunity to be the type of player that we know of him right now if he were to play for the Sacramento Kings? Hell no. And it's the same, like when we did the Steelers-Browns thing, I always said, there are guys who play for the Steelers that aren't that good. But because they wear a Steelers jersey, we think they're better. Because they wear a Ravens jersey, we think they're better. There are good players who played in Browns jerseys who we just don't think that's great because they play in Browns
jerseys.
Yeah,
if Poole was on the Cavs, the Cavs fans would really like him because he'd be like a Colin Sexton.
Yes.
Bunch of scoring on a bad team for 4 years.
Yes.
But you're right. Yeah, Poole now, they're talking about him as if he's the next Splash Brother.
Yep. And I have Steph Curry, who's the quarterback, who's the franchise quarterback. You have Steve Kerr, where it's almost a Belichickian thing. What does Steve Kerr do if he doesn't have Steph Curry? What does Belichick do without Tom Brady? That type of thing. They're an NFL franchise. So that was a nice observation I had. And I go, well, if I had the CBS
show, that would
I'd be
good.
Doing this on Saturday. And I would go into a long
but
soliloquy because you're not there.
Instead, it's Rich Herrera. JB, the sports brief.
There was a picture of Luka Doncic that went around the internet. Safety off. There was a picture of Luka Doncic that went around the internet of him drinking a beer. It was a very big beer. And it was going around as if it happened yesterday before the game. The reason I bring it up is because Golden State beat the brakes off Dallas last night, 112-87. Golden State leads the Western Conference Finals 1-0. And Lyman and I had a conversation, then we immediately went, nope, stop, that's it, we're done. No more talk. We got to bring this up tomorrow. So the Mavericks are like, no, that's not from today. That was from yesterday. He was at lunchy and had himself a drink yesterday. It didn't happen today. It didn't happen before the game. There was a still shot taken of Luka Doncic on a patio enjoying a tasty beverage.
Do you see what he's drinking with?
Wasn't it Boban?
It's Boban.
There you go.
And you just have to look at his hands to understand how giant of a human.
My God.
Like, if you saw those two guys walk into your brunch.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you'd say, oh, there's Luka Doncic. He's amazing. He's turning into a celebrity figure. He's becoming a household name. But who's the other guy with the Andre the Giant hands?
Boban has the Goldfish commercials. I mean,
he does.
He's out there.
He's getting national endorsements.
So this picture, his hand is the same size as the pint glass, except for the pinky extends past the bottom and the thumb extends past the top of a pint glass.
Right. And you'd say, oh, it's forced perspective. He's closer to the camera.
No,
that's nothing to do with it. He's got the biggest hands.
He's 7 feet tall.
I mean, put him next to Kenny Pickett and you would have the oddities. You would have one of those where you're like at the Wine and Cheese Festival in Chesterland. Let's take a peek behind the curtain.
Sable would have to bring him out there. So there's a picture of him and he's having a beer and Lima basically said, so what? And I go, you can't have beers before a playoff game. He goes, what's stopping him? The best of the best, they can do anything. Now I've heard about Ron Artest having Hennessy at halftime, things of that nature. But we always thought Ron Artest said he used that as a negative. Ron Artest himself was like, yeah, things were bad. I was drinking Hennessy at halftime at games. I just didn't care. That's not good. You're saying that a guy, I'll have a beer at noon before an 8 p.m. tip-off or something like that.
How many of these guys remember, Kawhi after they won the championship, I think Durant after they won the first year, they have one beer and they're so drunk because they have depraved themselves of this.
Durant looks like he had never drank
season.
He had never drank a beer in his life. When they won the championship, it looked like this was his first experiment with alcohol.
So a lot of guys smoking cigars and
they don't know what they're doing.
Fumbling it around.
Well, someone
they have
else
no
has
got to light it.
Like Joe Burrow knows what he's doing by now because he smokes so many. I think so, but everybody else cuts.
He's had so many big games,
things like that. So your thing is that
never smoked one after a Browns game
more on that coming up.
6:40. If Luka Doncic wanted to have a beer, your thing was so what? Is that what you're saying?
I can understand.
Before a game, the day of the game.
Yeah, I can understand why that guy would be able to try to justify it. Because when you're he is 22 years old. I told you on the phone yesterday, he's 24. No, he's 22.
Boy, is he.
He's 22 years old.
He's been in the league for 12 years, and he's 22.
You're right. He just extinguished the number one seed in the Western Conference on the road and did so convincingly that people were wondering if the good players were going to play in the second half. Like, that's how dominant he was. And I can understand, just given how many NBA players and other athletes, too, have talked about the stupid stuff that they'd done early in their career. Like, Lamar Odom would talk about the candy. And other guys like, yeah, we eat candy, we eat burgers, we eat McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. And that
LeBron
would be normal.
LeBron had a whole meat lover's pizza before game 7.
Right.
You guys didn't know that.
Yeah. The
big one,
the hot and ready. He was ready to go, but that now LeBron wouldn't do that. LeBron is so committed that I don't even know how much outside of wine. I don't even know how much of any of that he's consuming now.
Well, it's red wine. It's good for you.
I think early in his career, LeBron would probably tell you, I can't believe the stuff I was putting in my body. And on a game day when Luka has already shown that he's as good as anybody in the NBA and he can dominate these guys and there's no defense that can truly bottle him in, I think he's probably, I think he could justify it.
That is extremely arrogant. I don't think there's any justification. You're a shooter. Now, if he had a beer at noon or 1 o'clock, if it tipped off 8 o'clock local time, I don't think he's still going to be impaired or would even be impaired. I mean, he's a large body, so I don't think one beer is going to impair him.
Yeah.
But how many drinks are we saying? It's just the overall feel, the taste that's left in the mouth. Beer is to be consumed in the afternoon, in the evening, after the job is done. That's what beer is, or on special occasions, vacations, St. Patrick's Day, Christmas morning, whatever. That's when beers are supposed to be consumed.
Labatt Blue Light helps me get the job done, and Kenny.
I just don't think that a professional athlete especially should be drinking a beer.
What if it's just to
He's not, but...
What if it's just to have a few to kind of put him out right before a little nappy on game day?
It's even worse. You wake up with the grogs. If you've ever had a nap...
Have you seen Luca show up to these games?
You don't have
he
the
He looks
type...
half asleep.
Owen and I
he
have
He looks
the
like
experience.
He hasn't worked out in 2 years.
Now, this show easily... With the other shows on the station, this show easily has the most alcohol intake. Clearly. You've probably done this, but Owen and I have done this. You ever like have a few beers and then take a nap? It's groggy.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mouth. Like there's been times where I'm like, I don't want to take a nap like on a Saturday or something, and I have a couple of beers at like 11 a.m. or whatever it is. And then I'm like, man, I'm going to fall asleep at 1 o'clock. And I'm like, you can't do it because I'm not going to want to drink when I wake up.
Right.
I want to keep this going, and I don't want to have any drinks when I wake up because I'm going to be groggy. I think that's the worst-case scenario. You're lethargic. It's like a sloth. You're supposed to play world-class basketball against Golden State.
I know, and the crazy thing is, like, he showed up out of shape this year, had a rough, like, few weeks. Everyone's like, what happened? Is he not committed? And then he goes on the biggest tear. He looks unstoppable. It looks like he's going to win how many MVPs in his career? He's going to win a bunch of championships. They're comparing his numbers to LeBron.
Has he won an MVP yet?
No.
So he hasn't won a championship. He hasn't won an MVP. No. Don't be drinking beers before a game, buddy. You don't deserve anything. You haven't earned
he's 22.
A damn thing. I don't care if he's 22 or not. He hasn't earned a damn thing.
But isn't this part
just
of the...
Just earned the right to drink beer.
But isn't this...
Kenny,
in the 80s, did we not talk about guys like Larry Bird and Karl Malone and what those guys would do?
Okay, I would rather Luka Doncic doing what he's doing than what Karl Malone was doing at that age. Okay. Coming up next, about last night on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I will get to the Guardians in just a second as they're going to wrap up their series with the Reds, their quick two-gamer later today. But first, we had more news, I guess, more speculation, I guess, surrounding Deshaun Watson and his status.
That's kind of what it is. I think you can only say it's, I mean, it's from a news source. Josina Anderson does break news, but it's really speculation, is it not?
Well, she quoted the agent for Deshaun Watson, David Mulligetta, said, "We are fully confident the facts will continue to show that Deshaun did not violate any parts of the NFL's conduct policy." Of course, the NFL, in the midst of their investigation as we speak, they're in Houston with Deshaun Watson, wrapping that up over the last few days. Meanwhile, Albert Breer joined the Afternoon Drive show and had this to say about the timing of a potential suspension.
If the league were to make a decision now, then I think they would protect themselves that way, you know, and I think that's part of the drawback in making a final decision now. Obviously, the upside of making a decision now for the NFL is that they don't have to deal with the story in week one, and it won't look like they're sitting on their hands. You know, the problem is if you do make a decision and say it's 6 games or 8 games, and then there's material change to the case in 2023, say the cases go to court in early 2023, and you've already, you know, made a decision on what you're going to do, and you've already sanctioned him, there's a chance that either the sanctions were too much or they were too little.
Now, Breer said in that clip, 6 to 8 games. And I'm just kind of listening to what everybody's saying. Everybody, Kenny, we talked about this yesterday. We're all kind of talking out of our, you know what, when it comes to this, because, you know, you're looking for precedent in the NFL, and even the NFL has said our decision making on this, our punitive phase of any of these investigations have been kind of flimsy and so discredited and so criticized that we're going to punt. We're going to punt this to somebody that's independent. So because of that, I don't know how anybody would know.
They don't. We don't.
What this would be. But I'm starting to hear 6 to 8 more when maybe a month ago I kept hearing no suspension this year. Or if anything, after the two criminal cases did not meet the requirements of going to, you know, with the grand jury did not meet actual criminality, that there might be no suspension at all. Now guys are starting to say 6 to 8 games with a chance to suspend them more if more details come out.
I don't know. It's the water seems so muddy. Like when I go back to Josina Anderson again, like I've thought this entire time, Trevor Bauer's suspension means nothing to the, should mean nothing to the NFL because the NFL conducts itself for the NFL.
You
and I don't think the NFL pays attention to the
other ones. That's been a talking point lately, and a lot of people wondering if the NFL would say, hey, they really came down hard in Major League Baseball. We can't just look like we don't care about this, right?
And Josina, in her source from the NFL, cites the Trevor Bauer thing, cites the Trevor Bauer suspension, and says, you think the NFL wants to be the organization that says sexual misconduct against women means more to one league than the other? Think about it, end quote. Like, that's what this person is telling her. So it's, one day it's like, oh, he's not going to get suspended at all. And then the next day it's like, well, good God, if we're talking about Trevor Bauer, when that was what, proven in both courts to be? Was it proven in both courts, both with civil and criminal to be consensual? Now, some people have theories going, well, Trevor Bauer ripped Major League Baseball the entire way through and this, that, and the other.
Two years.
That's a 2-year deal for him.
And I mean, we don't know, but I mean, if we are talking a year for Deshaun Watson, that's a disaster. That would be a total disaster. I've never all along thought he was going to get a year, but you know, depend on who you ask.
I'll bring it up coming up at 6:40.
By the way,
my thought on it.
Floyd in Cleveland. Floyd.
Oh yes.
Go ahead, Floyd. Sorry, wanted to get to you. Go ahead.
Top of the morning to you, fellas.
Hi, Floyd.
Grab your jacket, 10, because hell's frozen over. Lime was right for once in his life.
What?
Check it out. A beer is not going to hurt you. Trust me. I'm prior service, served in the military. We used to come stumbling in 3 a.m. smelling like tequila and dirty strippers. Get a power nap in and be ready for PT at 6 a.m. Take a survey of anybody that served in the military. Their first 4 years is like a frat.
Our producer is a 12-year veteran of the United States military.
I was happy I worked on the oxygen systems in airplanes for a while because you use them.
What? All right. Well, I was a master at arms in the Navy. So, I mean, and you know us sailors, hidden ports. Oh, I can't say that on the radio. Never mind.
I appreciate you stopping.
But either way, you know, a top athlete having a beer with his lunch is not going to hurt him. Like Lima said, he get a little power nap in, he's going to be good to go.
Floyd, do you enjoy, I don't know what was available to you during those times of your life in terms of the quality of beer, but do you enjoy the taste of beer?
You know what? It all depends. Now, if you're having a barbecue, you're going to drink a Hillbilly Light, as I call it, Natural Light or a Budweiser or something like that. Now, if you're having a nice steak, you might want to have a Modelo. Something, you know, a little fancy.
Well, you don't like Modelo. What if I don't like Modelo? What if it's always, that doesn't matter.
Well, Ken doesn't like IPAs either, Floyd.
Yeah, I don't like IPAs.
Well, Ken, you know, you're not as sophisticated as us fine aristocrats from the military, you know?
I've told an aristocrat joke
many
times.
Thank you, Floyd. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Floyd.
The whole first 2 years of this show, we were just doing our take on the aristocrat.
It was a two-year-long aristocrat joke.
Now, Floyd might have been exaggerating for just effect.
Floyd.
But do you feel better or worse about the military after you heard this? Floyd?
No, Floyd's not exaggerating.
But this is my thing. Hold on.
I can confirm that. Yeah.
You can confirm it, but he's not seeing it, and you understand this. It's not about, like, he says, well, I'll feel fine. Okay, but are you a step behind? Are you doing everything you can to be ahead or behind? Steph Curry, when you play him later on in the evening. Is Steph Curry having beers? And Steph Curry has how many championships?
Three.
Three championships. How many times has Steph Curry been an MVP?
Two.
So Steph Curry can have a beer, or two, or three. He's earned it. Luka has not earned it. The only thing that says Luka can have a beer is his driver's license and that he lives in America. That's it. That's the only thing that says he can have a beer.
But what would we have been saying during the social media age, during Larry Bird and his career, or Magic and his nightclub antics? What would we have been saying?
That's the night before.
Sure. Well, I think that turned into the day
off. We talk about Wade
Boggs.
They
built the club into the
forum. Yeah.
But it's still that we talk about Wade Boggs and the beer. It wasn't like he got off the plane and went right to the stadium and then started hitting. Like, there was sleep. There was an evening. There's a changeover in time. You go from night to day, that type of thing. I'm sure there were parties that continued until the sun rose for Magic Johnson and for Larry Bird and for all that stuff. I get all that. I'm not stupid. But if we're going to lunch, from what it looks like, and we're so casually having some beers before, I just don't think it's a good idea.
Do you think they need to bring back cigarettes for halftime? Should that be?
Hey, it worked for Lynn Dawson.
Would we enjoy the game?
Did it
more?
Was Bart Starr having a heater at halftime?
Remember Vladdy Divac?
I'm talking Super Bowl IV, Ken. Super Bowl. Okay.
Vladdy defense point. Divac would be walking out back from the locker room, and he'd have to stop outside to his car real quick to get a quick smoke.
I'll tell you what, for Vladdy, it's kind of unacceptable. For Len Dawson and for like Lou Groza, it's like, it's the 50s, the 60s. That was a different time. For Vladdy Divac was playing in the 90s. What the hell was he doing?
You had to go against Shaq. Come on, dude.
You're playing basketball. You're playing in the NBA and you're smoking cigarettes.
You're running up and down the floor.
Like Jim Leland, you're playing baseball. You're standing around half the time. I can get all that. Basketball, up and down the floor.
Leland's he's getting a light from somebody in the first row. That's it for about last night.
If they only had replays back then, time for a Chesterfield. I mean, what are you doing? Coming up next, I got to admit to you guys, I'm starting to get kind of nervous. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live in the Fan.
That's a tough situation. You know, he was hurt all last year. I mean, every time we play him, he balls. First time we played him, Thursday night, week two of my rookie year, we lost like 30 to 34 or something. He balled. And then the next time we play him, I throw for 400 yards, and he goes like 25 of 28 with 5 touchdowns, goes on a 2-minute drive, touchdown, won the game. I haven't beat the Browns yet. He beat us both times this year. I guess I didn't play a second game because we had it all locked up, but in the first one, he balled.
Why do you think his situation's so like up in the air?
You know, I think when you have a guy like Deshaun, you know, you got to take a chance at that because he's such a great player. And Baker will land on his feet. He's a really good player.
That's audio courtesy of the Full Send podcast. Say it right now.
While he was doing that, I go, he should retire. But I had a reason. I had a reason that he should retire.
Well,
I was just thinking because I don't know. I don't think he's ever going to go on a run the rest of his career like he just went on. I don't.
You know, he could always win a Super Bowl.
No,
right?
I don't think he will.
So he's going to top out like Dan Marino?
He's not
going to win a Super Bowl?
It's just a gut feeling. I felt that there was a lot of luck involved. I think he's good. Don't get me wrong. I think he's good. I don't think he's even in the Deshaun Watson realm. Like, in terms of...
What is it with you and Joe Burrow?
I just have never... I that's why I was so amazed at the run he went on last year. And it was so much throwing the balls up. He's good. I'm not... Don't get me wrong. I think he's like close to a top 10 quarterback. I do. Probably 9, 8, whatever. But I rewatched... They were showing those games over NFL Network over the last few weeks. Jamar Chase just took that just almost single-handedly. That game against Kansas City at the end of the year, week 18, week 17?
17.
They needed?
I know.
Yeah, it was 17.
I go back and watch. There's no other receiver. If he had any other receiver in the NFL, he would not have won.
I'm looking at
Cooper Kupp. You could take any other receiver. They would not have won that game.
Chase made Charvarius Ward look like the worst cornerback of all time. It was crazy.
Jamar Chase is amazing. No one's saying Jamar Chase isn't amazing. Jamar Chase is not carrying the Bengals to the Super Bowl.
I think he did.
I mean, some of those catches he made against the Chiefs twice were...
I mean, sometimes you got to throw it up and hope that your guy comes down with it. That's why you drafted the guy in the first round. That's why you drafted the guy top five. That's why you hung him over the fence when everybody was telling you to draft offensive lineman Penei Sewell. And Penei Sewell was good, by the way. Everybody just thinks because Jamar Chase was so amazingly good that Penei Sewell sucked. Penei Sewell was actually really good. Ja'Marr Chase was just so much better at his position than just about anybody else, including veterans there. What you're saying is nuts. I kind of want to go down a list right now. I hate doing list radio, but here we go.
I mean, he was so dominant in the postseason.
Legitimate mm-hmm. franchise quarterbacks. And your thoughts right now, Tone, whether or not you think they can win Super Bowls. And this includes, for guys who have already won one, another Super Bowl. Here we go. Ready? Yeah. Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mac Jones.
No.
Miami and the Jets, I'm not including.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Tua.
Ugh. No.
Well, you know. Joe Burrow's a no to you?
I think it's going to be really, really tough for him. Especially with the Bengals.
Is that because of him or the situation?
I just thought that everything what they barely made the playoffs. I mean, they lose that game against Cincinnati. We could be talking about the Browns going
against
to the playoffs.
Kansas City, yeah.
And then Baker Mayfield's still your quarterback.
Deshaun Watson.
I think so, yeah.
Lamar Jackson.
No.
I love Lamar, but I'm leaning towards
I'm
no.
starting. If you would ask me that a year and a half ago, I would have said that this opinion was crazy. We're allowed to change our opinions, right?
Yeah, for this purpose,
not as
no.
fun. It's not as fun when you change your opinion all the time, but I get
it. Well, I don't know. Everything I say has to stand in perpetuity. I'm never allowed to change my mind where you change your mind every 5 minutes. But
like, if I would have ever said Dan Marino's never getting back to a Super Bowl after, was it his rookie year or his second year?
Second year, yeah.
Here we go.
Second year, you guys would have said, well, that's ridiculous.
Tannehill.
And he never went back.
Tannehill?
No.
I say no.
No.
Ryan with the Colts?
No.
Trevor Lawrence? Long pause.
God, he looks so bad this year. But I can't. You know what?
If Doug Peterson can't pull that nose up on that thing, he's in trouble. Like, this is a big year for Trevor Lawrence.
We could all look really stupid, including Urban Meyer, on Trevor Lawrence.
I'm going to still say yes for Trevor Lawrence. But I tell you what, with you and Joe Burrow, I was that way with Trevor Lawrence. I really was. I'm sitting there going, where's the God-given gifts? Where's the... I keep wanting to say the A word, adversity. Where's the adversity? Where is this? I mean, Joe Burrow's had nothing but adversity.
Yeah, he has.
Where's the adversity here? Like, I kept looking for it, and when he had adversity against Ohio State, he got smashed in the teeth against Ohio State when there was true adversity. Now, some of that's not his fault, but I'm going, where's the adversity? You know what? I'm going to stick it out there. I'm going to say no for Trevor Lawrence. Yep. If you're going to do it for Joe Burrow, then I'm going to say no for Trevor Lawrence. Mahomes, yes. Mm-hmm. Carr, no. I say no.
Probably not. And I wanted
Herbert.
I wanted the Browns to get the Carr before I knew Deshaun Watson was in play.
Justin Herbert?
Yes.
I say yes. Russell Wilson, Broncos.
I'm thinking no.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm not as high on him right now.
Okay. All right, I'm just going to do the AFC to help the rest of them.
Well,
that's crazy you feel that way.
I guess you should ask, just throw it out there, Justin Fields. It looked pretty bad, but the difference between him and Lawrence, both were put in terrible situations last year. Justin Fields did have like 10 plays last year where you were like, oh,
Justin Fields.
Okay, I see it.
Yes, but Justin Fields to me is the example of it takes a village. Like, what are you doing drafting all this defense? You clearly need help offensively. And then you get like, okay, we're getting rid of Ryan Pace and all this other stuff. Now you just go and you draft defense. Well done. Well done. It's like Chicago just always wants to go and live in 1985, and that's it. They never want to go to 86 or, God forbid, 87 or 2022. They just live in 1985 in perpetuity there.
Okay, I want to make sure
that includes the front office. I'm not even talking about the fans.
I want to make sure I didn't go down Homer Road. You know, I always try to avoid Homer Road. I just had like 7 Browns fans on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
6:49 and 58 seconds.
JC Cleveland, man, are we just blind on this one? I don't see it with Burrow either. Joe says take away Chase and Burrow's numbers are pedestrian. Klee Guy 216, so funny. I was typing and you were saying exactly verbatim what I was writing. And I'm not saying that Burrow is not really good, and he will be a thorn in the side of the Browns for a long time, just like I think Watson should be a thorn in the side of everybody in the North. I give him a ton of credit for last year's run. That is an all-timer. I mean, if the Browns ever had a quarterback go on a run like Joe Burrow just went on, we'd put him on the Sherwin-Williams building. We'd get ready to build the statue.
Worst quarterback you can think of right now? Sorry, I cut you clean off, but I got to do it. Who's the worst starting quarterback you can think of right now through the entire NFL, not just AFC?
Darnold?
Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Starting quarterback, Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers were 5-12 last year. Put Jamar Chase on that team. What's their record? Are they going to the Super Bowl?
No. Not going to the Super Bowl. But they're winning more games. He's that good.
They would win two more games.
I've never seen a receiver. I'm sure right now I'm over-exaggerating. I've never seen a receiver just single-handedly.
See, I don't want to sit there and demean
It's not like their defense was good, this Cincinnati's. Nobody was saying their defense was anything.
This isn't what
T.O. did it. You know, I've seen receivers do it.
He almost won the Super Bowl on a broken leg.
I don't want to sit here and
You're right. That's a good call.
I don't want it to sound like I'm ripping Jamar Chase. I think Jamar Chase is amazing. Let's all be, the whole show agrees Jamar Chase is amazing.
Yes. Correct.
1,500 yards in his rookie year, and then had another 400 in the playoffs.
He had 800 through like six games. Finally, defenses started being like, okay, we got to do something about this guy. Okay, he's amazing. He's so amazing. Someone's got to get the ball to him.
You just said
Sam Darnold.
I made it sound like Burrow deserves zero credit. No, Burrow did had a knack of putting the ball, just giving him a chance, just putting it in that catch radius. To make it happen.
And they had a head start
and
on
you're
people.
Gonna end up
they
being
had a three-year relationship, right?
That's where, true.
And this year, you're going to end up being right. Because they're probably not going to go back to the Super Bowl this year. They might not even go back to the playoffs.
I wouldn't be shocked if they miss the playoffs.
Because remember, there is this principle that we learned the hard way with the Browns. No matter, nobody wants to admit it, it's true. There is a difference between how teams see you from a good year and a bad year and where you can sneak up on opponents. I mean, that was a thought with the 2020 Browns with some teams. 2021, there's a mark on your back. What happens? I mean, you're still going to get everybody's best shot. Cincinnati's going to get everybody's best shot now. So there are games where teams probably went in a little bit on the half-ass side and Cincinnati surprised them. Because even with Cincinnati and their start, people just thought, it's a nice start, but nah. And eventually you had to take them seriously. And then they go and every postseason game, you just thought they were going to lose.
Yeah.
And they won.
They should have lost to the Raiders.
Yes.
In the wild card.
They
should have lost
to the freaking Chiefs. Well, they should have got hammered by the Chiefs.
Both games.
Yes. So I think this year, you're going to end up being right. We're going to be sitting here in the middle of October, and I think you're going to end up like going back to that clip and doing Champions Post. I think the long game, I think Joe Burrow is outstanding. I didn't even mean to do it this way, but that's where it went. 216-578-0092, 820. Mary Kay Cabot joins us on the show. 920, Ari Wasserman joins us on the show because Ryan Day and Chris Holman got pay raises, baby.
Wait, what?
Somebody's got to win a national championship down there. Up next, all right, I got to admit, I'm starting to get nervous. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.